You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network as we have Owen Gage at Caseville in week number 3 of the regular season. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hanson, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill with your call right now are being joined as well with Paul P. Adams of the Herald Daily Tribune as we're here in a beautiful facility in Caseville. The booth is cozy, we'll call it that. And we're going to get to know each other pretty well here by the end of the night. Kayla, unfortunately, is married now, so gentlemen, keep your eyes elsewhere. The Owen Gage Bulldogs are off to another 2-0 start, like we talked about, and now it's time to talk about the Caseville Eagles. Turn the page. The 2015 season marks the fourth year since football was brought back to Caseville schools. In those three full seasons, only one victory was accrued. That came last year in week number 1 against Akron Fairgrove. This season so far, Caseville came away with a win on the road in Hale, Michigan to sit at 500 for the season and technically be tied for first place in their new conference, the Mid-Michigan 8-Man Football Conference.
Well, and you got to think it was a good move for them to switch here. They're playing schools that are more similar in size and giving them equal opportunity, so to speak, to compete with teams that they can, you know, relate to.
This was absolutely the right move for Caseville, and this is the way it should have been done. Now, the reason the NCTL was fractured was because Owen Gage wanted to do a similar move, Owen Gage and Akron Fairgrove, and it ended up, unfortunately, fracturing the league, and the league's really never been the same. So I'm glad that the NCTL and Caseville were able to come to this thing that allowed Caseville to split off, go to the Mid-Michigan 8-Man League. It didn't really hurt the NCTL in the long run either. They ended up replacing Caseville with Dryden, so it was a win-win on all sides. I think Caseville, like you said, Dave, playing teams more their size, already got a win against Hale, and I think there's plenty more to come this year. So very good move, and I think it's going to keep football vibrant over here in Caseville.
A name you'll more likely than be hearing a lot of tonight is Cole Simmons. Last week he led the way running the ball in Caseville's victory. He also led the team in tackles.
Well, he's a co-captain for a reason, Clark. He's a fullback, linebacker, senior, 5'6", 210 pounds, plays even bigger than that. Last week had 17 carries for 145 yards, scored just 3 times, and he also had 14 tackles to go with it. He definitely is a do-it-all kind of guy, Clark.
Yeah, I like Cole Simmons a lot. 5'6", 210. That gives you a low center of gravity, folks. That makes you hard to take down. Very, very hard runner. Hey, he can play a little quarterback if needed, too. So watch Coach Jason Pierce might do some different things with him in the offense.
And that's not the only horse in the stable for Caseville, as Joe Ellis racked up 85 yards on 10 totes, finding the end zone once.
Yeah, somebody's got to distract the load from Cole Simmons a little bit. Ellis is one of those guys. He's a sophomore, and again, just 5'5", a buck 35, but very quick.
So he's a little shorter and a lot less weight. He's hard to find. So unlike Simmons, who will just bowl over you, you got to actually find Alice.
Well,
so,
it's your
so they have two guys that are hard to bring down. One, you can't bring him down. The other guy, you can't find.
Yeah, it's your thunder and lightning aspect.
Yes.
One's the power guy. One's the speed guy. So they bring sort of a couple aspects to the run game.
And we'll see if you guys are turning butter out of sour milk here or not later on. With this being the fourth season of football in Caseville, the Eagles are now starting to see some of their hard work paying off as those initial freshmen, when this program started, now leading the team with 4 years of experience.
Well, you got to love when the youth gets a chance to play and really grow and mature right in front of your eyes. So expectations are starting to rise here in Caseville, and that's a good thing, like Paul said, for the community and for the football fans out over here in Caseville.
Yeah, when a program starts, it doesn't start winning overnight, and Coach Jason Pierce, he knew that, but as they keep winning, last year they only had one official win, but they actually had two more taken away from them. So I think that helped the program. The early win against Hale helps, and I think they're going to continue to build on that.
Well, we have a sellout crowd here tonight thus far in Caseville, and we'll find out if the Eagles can string together two victories tonight with kickoff in only 11 minutes. Upon our return, we'll take a look at a direct comparison between the Owen Gage Bulldogs and the Caseville Eagles. It's all on the WLEW Sports Network, your home for high school football.
Hi, I'm Lynn Regantine, an Ameriprise Financial Advisor with the Regantine Lakowski Long Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, and I can help you put a confident retirement more within reach. With 42 years of combined experience, my team and I can help you retire on your terms, when you want, where you want, doing what you want. Call us today at 810-376-4710. Our offices are located at 3473 Main Street in Deckerville and 33 South Elk Street in Sandusky, Michigan.
Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Do you remember last winter and your incredibly costly heating bill? This winter is predicted to be the same or even worse. Hi, this is Matt Reaver. Block your high energy bill and score with a water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your own backyard to save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Right now, save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. See how much you can save by switching to geothermal. Visit waterfurnace.com/switch to try your free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Hi, this is Pete Salins, financial consultant at Northstar Financial Services, located at Northstar Bank. Regardless of the state of your current financial picture, it's always a good idea to review your investment plan and understand how it relates to your financial goals. It's important to be aware of the options you may have and how they could help your financial well-being. Having the support and knowledge of a financial consultant may improve your chances of having a more secure future for you and your loved ones. I'll guide you through the process and help taking the right steps to best align you with reaching your financial goals. You may even discover new opportunities, better understand the ones you have, and how you can improve them to fit your specific needs.
Contact Pete Salins at Northstar Financial Services, located at Northstar Bank. Securities offered through Investments Professionals Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Catch all the action on the WLEW Sports Network on Sports Radio 102.1 on Twitter. That's at WLEW Sports, or like us on Facebook at the WLEW Sports Network. Listen live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com or download the Cruise 102 app on your Android or Apple device and take us wherever you have service. 8 minutes before kicking off here in eight-man football between Owen Gage and Caseville, and both Owen Gage and Caseville schools could be classified in layman's terms as small, very small. The Bulldogs boast 49 students in high school, making them the second smallest high school fielding a football team in the entire state of Michigan. Only the Michigan School for the Deaf comes in below them with two students less, screaming in at 47. Caseville actually gained 10 students from last year, putting them all the way up to 91 this year, good enough for the ninth smallest school in the MHSAA. As the crow flies, 14.6 miles separate the Bulldogs from the Eagles. As the Sugar Beet truck travels, not much further, clocking in at 15.6 miles straight up Caseville Road and a hint to the east. In regards to averages, Owen Gage has been averaging 60 points a game through two games thus far. Caseville is at 19, so that gives the Bulldogs a 41-point advantage on offense using very shallow averages. Defensively, the Bulldogs of Owen Gage are allowing 24 points a game, and the Eagles are giving up 22, so Caseville with a 2-point advantage on defense. Las Vegas has similar feelings on their line for tonight's game. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University Sports Wagering Department says that after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, location, the spread for tonight's game sits at Owen Gage plus 26.5. As far as population is concerned, the city of Caseville has a population of a lucky number of 777, according to the 2010 census, and Owendale and Gagetown with a combined population of 629. So, Dave Hansen, that brings me to this week's trivia question. Of the combined population of Owendale and Gagetown, which village makes up more of the total number?
Oh, good.
Owendale
good.
Or Gagetown?
Another
50-50 shot
well,
here.
Well, yeah, another good football question you have from this week, Clark.
I try and keep it related to the game.
Yeah, I guess I don't know the answer, so I will flip a coin. I will go Owendale.
That would make sense, being the high school in there, but it is Gagetown.
Awesome.
Gagetown has 300.
That would happen.
Gagetown has 388 versus Owendale with 241. All right, there's a bonus question.
Oh, good.
Being Gagetown, well, hang on that hint there. When was the Thumb Octagon Barn constructed? Another football
awesome.
Question.
I'm looking at the guys here to my right. They're no help to me either, I don't think. So I'm going to go 1940.
Well, it's not too far off. 1923. Four stories tall, 8,600 square foot ground floor, 5,700 square foot loft, and it's 70 feet tall. James Purdy, then president of the Bank of P.C. Purdy and Son in Gagetown, built it.
So you're telling me I got two questions right in 2 weeks, so my streak is over.
Well,
huh?
well, we're not done yet. It's the fall because it is the fall fun days this weekend at the Octagon Barn.